The Rashbam has a very, very fascinating explanation of the central story of this week's parsha, in Parshas Vayeshev, the selling of Yosef HaTzadik. All the years when I've learned through the story, when I've heard the story, it was pretty clear to me what the pshat was, that the brothers sold Yosef. But the Rashbam has a totally different approach of looking at this. Afterwards, I found that Rav Menachem Liebtag gives a shiur on this, and I've used his shiur to help elucidate this absolutely novel approach of looking at the story of Mechiras Yosef. It seems, and the Torah tells us, that after they sold Yosef, the brothers sat down to eat. Question that I always had was how could they? How could they sit down to eat next to their brother in the pit, who was probably screaming and pleading to be let out of the pit? So the question is, did they actually sit down next to the pit to eat? And then the other question is, does it really make a difference to us? And according to the Rashbam, it absolutely does make a difference to us. Let's go through the different plans of what to do with Yosef. So the first plans that the brothers had was to kill him. It says very clearly in the pasuk that they saw that Baal HaChalomos was coming. Here comes the dreamer. Let's kill him and throw his body into one of the pits. They were going to kill him on the spot, and then they were going to cover up the evidence by throwing him into a pit. However, Reuven, who doesn't want his brother to be killed, understood that that the brothers are not going to listen to him if he just tells them, don't kill him. So instead he comes up with a plan, and his plan was, don't us, why should we be the ones to kill him? Let's throw him into a pit, and he'll die by himself in the pit, but it won't be us who's killing him. And that's the way the quote ends in the pasuk, and the pasuk continues telling us what Reuven's true intentions were, which was that he wanted to save Yosef from them and return him, Yosef, to his father. Meaning the brothers had a plan to kill Yosef, and Reuven's plan was let Yosef die a less violent death, meaning don't be the ones to kill him, and his secret plan was to later return to the pit and to free him. He doesn't just say throw him into a pit, like in the first plan that the brothers had, but he has Habar Hazeh Asher B'Midbar. Let's throw him into this pit. And the reason that he finds a specific pit is so that later on he could get back to that pit and save him. And the brothers agree to this plan. Yosef arrives, and the brothers immediately take off the Ksoinus Pasim, the special coat, and threw him alive into one of the pits. And afterwards, they sat down to eat. And again, it doesn't tell us where they sit down to eat. So until now, we understand the two plans. The first plan of the brothers, which they aborted. The second plan of Reuven, which they carried out. So they probably then moved away, back to maybe even going back to Dyson, because they're not going to sit and eat in the Midbar. Likely, according to the Rashbam. Where's Reuven at this time? The brothers are eating back in Dyson. Where's Reuven? So he probably wants to save him from the pit. So he could either be sitting next to the pit, or he can be with his brothers, wherever they may be. But from what it says later on in the story, we know that he didn't stay near the pit, because it says that he returned to the pit only after Yosef is sold. Therefore, if the brothers are indeed eating away from the pit, then he must be eating lunch with them. And that would make sense, because if he would have sat near the pit, then it would have alerted his brothers to the fact that Reuven was planning something to save Yosef. So it would seem to be, and it's only logical to conclude, that Reuven remains with his brothers. They all moved away from the pit and they sat down to eat, likely back in the Dosan area. And then comes another idea. Yehuda has an idea. So the brothers are sitting down to eat and they lift up their eyes and they see a caravan of Yishmaelim are coming, carrying spices, going down to Mitzrayim. And Yehuda is the one who said to his brothers, Why should we kill Yosef? What do we gain from killing him? Instead, let's sell him to the Yishma'elim. After all, he's our brother, our own flesh, and the brothers agreed. We're not going to actually kill him. We're not going to leave him to die, but let's sell him to the Yishma'elim. From the way that Yehuda poses this suggestion, it seems clear that they had truly planned to allow Yosef to die and did not realize that Reuven had any plan to save him. So now, this Yehuda's plan has implications for Reuven, because Reuven is planning to save him. So on one hand, he can't disagree with his brothers. If he would, they would start to suspect him. And on the other hand, he doesn't want them to sell Yosef because he feels responsible to save Yosef. So Reuven has to do something very quick. He has only one way out of it. He must quickly get back to the pit and save Yosef before the brothers sell him. So what we have is Reuven's intention to save Yosef, and he's going to run back to the pit. But what happens when he gets back to the pit? And we all know the story that when he gets back to the pit, Yosef isn't there. And here's where the Rashbam's Chiddush comes in, because the Pasuk tells us, we know that he sold to the Yishma'elim. We know that Yehuda saw the Yishma'elim and said, let's sell him to the Yishma'elim to take them down to Mitzrayim. But then the Pasuk tells us that a group of Midianite traders passed by, and they pulled, it doesn't tell us who the they is, and they pulled and they lifted Yosef out of the pit, and they sold Yosef to the Yishma'elim for 20 pieces of silver and brought Yosef to Mitzrayim. Now, every time I have read this pasuk in the past, I have always believed that the they pulled and they lifted and they sold is talking about the brothers of Yosef, who picked Yosef out of the pit and sold him to the Yishma'elim. So what are the Midianim doing here? What are the Midianim doing there? So the simple pshat, the way that we understand it, is that the Midianim and the Yishma'elim are two different groups of people. The Midianim are the local traders, they're the Soichrim, and the Yishma'elim are the international movers. So it seems to be that, I mean, the way that I've always learned it, is that the brothers of Yosef sold him to the Midianim, who then sold him to the Yishma'elim. But could it not be that while the brothers had looked up and they saw the Yishma'elim were coming and they were going to go back to the pit and pull Yosef out of the pit to sell him to the Yishma'elim, that the Midianim got there first, and the they pulled and the they lifted and they sold Yosef is not the brothers, but the Midianim. The Midianite traders who happened to pass by the pit, and they probably heard Yosef screaming, and they pulled him out and sold him to the Yishma'elim. And the brothers are still sitting and eating. They're back in Dothan, sitting and eating. And Reuven was eating with his brothers, and now as soon as he heard Yehuda's plan, he quickly excuses himself, and he runs to the pit to get there before his brothers, and Reuven returned to the pit, and behold, Yosef was no longer in the pit. And he tore his clothes, says the Pasuk. Reuven is not the last brother to find out that Yosef was sold, as we have always learned, as I have always learned, but he was the first brother to realize that Yosef is missing. So what should he do? He's shocked, and he runs immediately back to his brothers, and he tells them, and it says, Ve'yashav, he comes back to his brothers, and he says, he's gone, Yosef is gone, what am I going to do? Yosef is gone. So we have Yosef Ve'yashav returning two times. Reuven is returning to the pit, which tells us that he wasn't sitting by the pit the whole time, probably with his brothers. And then we have him returning where? Returning back to his brothers. So this proves that the brothers were not sitting by the pit when the sale was going on. So based on this, we can understand where the Rashbam is getting his pshat from, that there was Reuven going back and forth, and Reuven is the one who discovers that Yosef is no longer in the pit. The brothers have three plans for getting rid of Yosef. They have the original plan, which is to murder him. We have Reuven's plan, which is to save him. And we have Yehuda's plan, which is to sell him. And we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan is that he be, that the Midianim take him out, again, according to the Rashbam, and be sold to the Ishmaelim, who are going to take him down to Mitzrayim. What happens next? Well, the brothers come back to the pit, and they corroborate that Reuven's story is true. Yosef is not there. What are they supposed to do with this now? So then the story continues, as we all know. They don't want their father to worry about him, or they don't want their father to accuse him. So they come with one final plan, which is very similar to their original plan, which is that they dip Yosef's coat into blood and they send it to their father, and their father recognizes the coat. And taraf taraf, Yosef must have been eaten by a chaya ra'a. So Yaakov reaches the same conclusion that the brothers themselves must have reached, but he sees the coat, he sees Yosef is gone, the brothers see Yosef is gone, nobody really knows what happened. Later on, we're going to have Yosef turn to the brothers, accuse the brothers, when he reveals himself to the brothers, and he says, I am Yosef, your brother, whom you sold to Mitzrayim. Yosef accuses the brothers and explicitly says to the brothers, you are the ones who sold me. So now we have to try and understand how we can reconcile this with the pshat that I just gave of the Rashbam. So it could be, and the way the Rashbam explains this pasuk in Perek Memhei, is not you're the ones who sold me, but you are the ones who caused me to be sold to Mitzrayim. Not directly you sold me. But we can also just simply say that Yosef is unaware of the whole sequence of events, meaning all he knows is that the Midianim are the ones who pulled him out of the pit. He was not aware of the conversations between his brother. He was not aware of the three plans. All that he knows is as soon as he arrived, his brothers took off his coat, threw him into the pit, and a short time later, the Midianim passed, took him out of the pit, and sold him to the Ishmaelim, who's going to sell him to the Egyptians, to the Mitzrayim. And Yosef is sitting in Mitzrayim, and he's trying to piece together what may have happened, may have assumed that his brothers had this all planned out with the Midianim. And he's not aware that, again, according to the Rashbam's pshat, that it was just chance that the Midianim happened to pass by before Reuven was going to get back to the pit in time to save him. What's amazing here is three plans here, different ways to get rid of Yosef, but of course it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan that is going to succeed, because Yosef has to go down to Mitzrayim. He has to be in Mitzrayim for the rest of the story and for the rest of history to unfold. I think we're living in a time where it's very clear that there are many, many plans that we make, many, many different plans and things and ideas and theories and processes that we're all coming up with and trying to understand how things are unfolding. And we look at the story, this very, very complicated story to understand, the story of Yosef going down to Mitzrayim, and we have to kind of lift up our hands and say, as we know, we have to say that Rabbis Machshavos B'Lev Ish V'Atzas Hashem Yisakom. Man thinks many, many different thoughts, but of course it's the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will always come true.